Brendan, fond memories of the last time you played Freo in Perth?
Yeah, it's a good chance for us to get away. We're really building our relationships as a team and staff, so away trips are good to reinforce that, but it's always a challenge over there. They play well on that ground.
Is it particularly as a young group you enjoy getting away?
Yeah, young group and a lot of turnover on our list and a lot of changes in staff over the last 12 months, so all good opportunities to bond, yeah.
Do you do anything in particular in terms of bonding sessions?
Nah, it's all business as usual, but just the nature of being away together allows that to happen. But now they've been a really good team in and around stoppage, so we're going to have to be on.
A tough start to the week for the club. In some ways, is it good that you're able to get away?
Oh, listen, we've moved on from that. Focus has been purely on Freo in the last few weeks, but we've got each other's back, and that's been reinforced over the last week or so.
How have you seen the way that Mark Murphy's handled the situation?
Oh, to try and, you know, stop the commentary on that right now, but what I will say, he's dealt with it as an absolute professional.
I guess Fremantle have impressed everyone over the last 5 to 6 weeks, 5 wins out of 6, and improvement from the young players.
Yeah, they've got a really good balance of young players now who can run on the outside, and also, you know, they're experienced players in and around the midfield that we all know. So, they're growing as a footy club, and we know we're up for a big contest.
You talk about their work around stoppage, but that's something that you pride yourselves on.
Yeah, we've got some good stoppage players as well. We know Gibbs, Murphy, Cripps, Doherty, Simpson, add young Samo now. So it's going to be a real contest in there and one that we're looking forward to.
Do you think you'll send someone to check 5 at the stoppage?
Oh, possibly. We've got to see how the game's unfolding, but our planning will have that as one of the what-ifs that we may need to go to.
Mundy drifting forward has been a real success story for them over the last month or so.
Yeah, I think it's quite dangerous having a midfielder who can play forward, you know. They've got good ball sense and read the game really quickly. So, he's one that we've got a plan for.
ASOS looking forward to taking on his old team?
I would have thought so. Pretty determined young man and plays with real vigour. So, yeah, he'll be pretty focused.
Have you been able to have a chat to him throughout the week and get any sort of intel?
No, not really. We, you know, things change, you know. It's been quite a while since he's been there, a full pre-season. He and us are just determined to make sure we hold up over there.
What about, you mentioned young Samo before, getting back to his home state, having a run around. Has he got a fair bit of family coming
along, you know? No, I'm not sure about what sort of family he's got, but I'm sure he'd be proud to play in his home state, yeah.
Another youngster coming to the side this week, David Cunningham.
Yeah, worked incredibly hard over the last 4 or 5 weeks to build his game in our VFL, and our VFL are playing really strong footy. They've had some consistent performances over a number of weeks, so he's earned his spot, and that's really important for us that you do earn it, and hopefully goes out and plays accordingly.
How have you found sort of finding that balance between the experience and bringing the youth, the younger players in?
No, I think by and large it's fine, because we've got integrity in selection. It's all around form, so it's not too complicated.
Do you feel that you're building towards something better form, and you played a couple of really good games over rounds 5 and 6 last week, perhaps not exactly what you want?
I wouldn't have thought our form dropped away last week. We gave real effort. We just, the last 10 minutes of the game, we've got some improvement areas, but we competed really, really hard. So we'd like to be a club that says that week by week we just get better. So hopefully this week's a bit better than last week in terms of our consistency.